You know, for many of the folks out there who stay tuned after we're done here and they listen to Dave Ramsey,
yeah,
he goes after these guys all the time, calls them scum, all kinds of other words,
yeah,
too.
Well, I bet he does.
Yes.
Let's tell him what we're talking about. A Florida woman is suing a debt collection agency because it sent her and her family and friends messages on Facebook asking them to have her call the agency.
Yeah. Joining us live to discuss the story, Associated Press correspondent Tamara Lush. Who actually, Tamara, you talked with this woman, so give us the backstory on the case before we hear what the lady had to say.
Good morning, Penny and Phil. This is a really interesting case. This Gulf Coast of Florida woman, she fell behind in her car payment. She fell behind to the tune of about $362 for an unpaid car loan. And she said she had tried to make a payment plan, tried to get a payment plan together, and that this collection agency, Mark One, started contacting her 6 to 10 days by phone. They sent her text messages. They contacted her neighbor. They sent a courier to deliver a letter to her workplace. All tactics that I think we've heard about with collection agencies. But then they took it to the next level. They actually contacted her friends and family on Facebook, telling them, hey, have Melanie give me a call. And then they started contacting her on Facebook as well.
Yeah, for $362, I can't even believe it. But what does she want now from the agency?
Well, she is suing them, claiming harassment, and she's saying that she suffered mental distress. Obviously, she told me in an email yesterday that, you know, by contacting her family, she was extremely embarrassed. She was shocked when she found out that they used Facebook to contact her family because her family became concerned, and she was obviously very embarrassed. And at one point, she even texted the collection agency and said, I've taken the tags off the car. Just come and get it.
Huh. Hey, has Mark One broken any laws, state, federal, or otherwise?
Well, it depends. There is a federal Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and a lawyer told me that if a debt collector can actually seek out information from friends and family if they're asking, hey, how can I reach them? What is their number? What is their address? But Mark One didn't do that, according to the texts and messages I saw. They just said, please have her call me. Thanks. This is in reference to a debt. And that is kind of a gray area or could possibly be illegal. It just sort of depends, yeah. I guess.
Obviously, you know, if she had paid her debt, she wouldn't be in any of this trouble or wouldn't have had all of this going on in her life. But right in this day and age, so many people have fallen behind a little. And this was just a little. So I just have to believe that there's some kind of harassment laws that maybe were broken, if not anything else.
Well, her lawyer is saying that these debt collectors violated her privacy and Florida's consumer protection law, which prohibits collectors from harassing people. And just a little bit more of the backstory, apparently she had some medical bills, and that's why she fell behind. She does work. We weren't able to speak on the phone yesterday because she was at work, so she sent me an email. So she does have a job, and she apparently, you know, is trying to pay her bills.
Yeah, it does give you some insight into how companies just want their money if they're going to send something to collections for $362, because the collection agency is going to take a chunk of that out of fees. And so, to me, what's the point for that amount of money? But it does give you some insight, doesn't it?
Exactly. And the other thing is, it really shows what, you know, how much you should monitor your Facebook profile for your privacy settings. I mean, if she had had a fully private Facebook, I don't believe that anybody could have contacted her. Same with her friends. And, you know, people told me that these social networks like Gowalla, Foursquare, you know, it just lets people know where you are and allows people to contact you. So you really have to think twice.
All right. Well, we sure thank you so much. That's Associated Press correspondent Tamara Lush.